We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, Coachable family? Welcome back to the Coachable podcast. You know, I'm your host, Tori Gordon, and today I'm joined by Sam Tejada, the author of the book, How to Win in Modern Wellness. Super excited to have him here because he's revolutionizing the healthcare industry, bringing personalized medicine to people like you and I so that we can win in health. We can win at life and business. We can win in our relationships. How do we do that? We have to first be healthy. And you're bringing personalized medicine to people all over. I'm super excited to dive in and learn more about what you're working with, like Liquivita and IV therapy and hormone replacement therapy and everything. These are cutting edge, innovative ways to take care of our health in a way that's alternative and not our traditional Western model. I'd love to just start by saying welcome to the show and thanks for being here. And also tell me a little bit about your journey with your own personal health and how did you get into this space in general?
Absolutely. Tori, thank you for having me on your show. So Liquivita started it about 10 years ago. It was actually a side hustle on my days off from the fire department. I'm a retired firefighter of 12 years. And I've always been into like health and wellness and, you know, working at the fire department, doing a lot of emergency medical service. One of the things that I saw was a lot of people not taking care of their health, you know, running these 911 calls. And it just made me more passionate about taking care of my own health, right? Making sure I'm eating right, going, you know, working out, doing all of those type of things. And I came across an opportunity on my days off from the fire department. And that's what led me into starting Liquivita. And I started it as a side hustle on my days off with 500 bucks in my back pocket. And the passion just continued to grow. And I started bringing a lot of people with me that were experts in preventative health. And we're making a huge change in a lot of people's lives. Very rewarding.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. I mean, like, as you are working in the fire department and you see people busting their ass, I'm sure, like, and you included, the hours, the resiliency, the endurance that it takes to get through that, like, how were you seeing people, like, what were the side effects of people not taking care of their health? And what were the things that you were like, okay, whether it was your personal journey and your personal health, you're like, I need to start paying attention to these things if I want to feel my best.
So that's a good question. So when I first started at the fire department, it was very old school. And you know, us firemen, we love to eat.
Yeah.
We cook in the kitchen at the firehouse. And when I first started, I mean, the stuff these old timers were cooking, like a lot of fried food. I mean, the beer bellies were out here. Now, also imagine this, we're waking up in the middle of the night. So we have sleep deprivation. So severe adrenal fatigue. So it's just like the recipe for just health failure. And that's what was happening. You get exposed to all kinds of chemicals, carcinogens. So, you know, what's happening in the inside? I started feeling like crap. I started seeing my coworkers feeling like crap. So that's why I started to actually started taking more care of myself and said, you know what? I'm not going to deal with these old timers have done. And that journey, actually, I started getting into like crazy shape back then. And I ended up on the fireman's calendar. And I actually like
That's a big deal. You get on the Byron's calendar. That means something.
Yeah. I don't talk about that much because it kind of makes me blush, which you're making me blush now, but that's fine. But, you know, it actually motivated a lot of these old timers where they're like, wow, look what Sam's doing. You know, we should probably take care of our own health because I got all these issues, high blood pressure and adrenal fatigue and everything else. And I was able to help a lot of the guys at the fire department with their journey.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, it's one of those things to take ownership and responsibility for your own health, first of all, and say, it's like, I'm not going to wait for everybody else to do it. Like, I'm going to do it for myself, and then becoming that inspiration for the people around you. But also, I know as part of your journey and being in this field for so long, for 12 years, you also saw the ways in which other people, normal people, may or may not have had access to the same type of healthcare and, resources that everybody else did. And I know that's a big, you know, motivator for you is getting this type of healthcare, into the hands of people all over, not just the elite, not just the people that can afford it. So talk to me about what Liquivita is, why you decided to start it, and how the listeners today who are people from, maybe they're entrepreneurs, maybe they're in the top 1%, but then they're also moms and teachers and everyday people who want to take more control of their health. So tell me about Liquivita and how you guys are doing that.
So with Liquivita, one of the reasons that I made it a mission to bring these type of proactive preventative modalities to the masses is that a lot of the stuff I was seeing at the fire department was exactly that. I worked in a city that was the inner city, right? And it really wasn't the individuals that we were running these calls on their fault. You know, they just didn't have the knowledge.
Sure.
You know, that's actually like the first step. So, you know, when I started working my first part-time job in this health and wellness industry, it was for a company that only serviced the elite. And I was doing basic blood draws for the doctors. And, you know, going to these multi-million dollar homes, doing these blood draws at these very, you know, affluent people's homes, I started asking myself, why is this only like these type of preventative care? Why is it only available to, you know, only the rich and famous?
Sure.
So I made it a goal to actually be able to bring it to the masses and truly help people's, their health.
I know. And that we need it because I want you to talk to me about the difference in what you call sick care system and how you're helping to transform that system to really prioritize people's health in a personalized way. Like take me through the traditional Western model and how you guys are doing it differently.
Yes. So here in the United States, we've been so used to that sick care model, right? Where we wait until a patient gets sick to then try to take care of them. And all we're doing is putting a Band-Aid on the signs and symptoms and not actually fixing the root cause. Yep. So what we do at Liquivita, we focus more on a proactive preventative approach where we're running a lot of different diagnostics before the person's even symptomatic or even sick. And what we're doing, we call that looking under the hood. We do a comprehensive blood analysis, looking at everything from hormone imbalances, inflammation markers, autoimmune issues, food sensitivity, toxins you're exposed to through environment or foods, right? And these are typically type of diagnostics that your doctors are not running unless you're symptomatic.
Right.
So we go through that process. And then our goal is to make sure you stay within optimal range so you don't get sick.
Yeah.
And I don't want to disregard traditional medicine. Traditional medicine has saved a lot of lives.
Of course.
But what if you can take care of yourself where you don't need traditional medicine, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, this show and everything we do here, and those who are listening who are longtime listeners of the show know this. My goal and my mission is to help people build lives that feel as good as they look.
I love that.
Because I was somebody who for a long time had a life that looked good, but it didn't feel good. And it wasn't just because I was having physical symptoms, but also just brain fog and distraction. And I was struggling with, you know, my emotional health and my mental health. And I was on antidepressants for a while. And then I was diagnosed with ADHD as an adult and I had a hormone imbalances, but it wasn't until I personally also went to a functional medicine doctor and I said, I want to look under the hood. What's going on? Because as you and I were talking offline right before this, you know, both my mom and my sister passed of cancer. And so as a byproduct of that, I was considered and deemed high risk, right? And so I would go into the doctor once a year for a checkup and they would draw blood. But my experience was that like my doctor would take a blood panel and they'd say, I'll call you if anything's abnormal. Right. And I wouldn't hear from them. Luckily, that's the goal. Right. But I never knew what actually they were testing for, what they were looking at, or what my numbers were. Wow. And so what I wanted to do to take, as I wanted to start to win in health, I wanted to feel better and I wanted to align my internal world to my external world. I knew, and this is what I love about what you're doing, is like, what's actually going on and how can I be empowered to make choices that are good for me personally, not just, it's just like this blanketed approach to everybody.
Right.
And so what happened was when I finally went and got that panel done, for the first time, someone sat down with me and explained it to me and said, this is what we're looking at. These are your ranges. This is the average range. But what you just talked about is optimal health,
right?
Not just average health, because the average person, we live in a society that is sick and overly medicated. And, you know, we spend more on pharmaceuticals and more on healthcare. And we're one of the most sick countries in the world.
Right.
It's a problem.
It is.
Yeah. So I love that that's what you're, where you're helping people begin. Talk to me about kind of what you guys are looking at when someone comes in as a patient and says, hey, I want to take control of my health. Where do you tell people to start and what kind of tests are you guys running?
So the first thing is we look at the body, mm-hmm. right? Looking at what it's composed of. So most people just get on a regular scale. Mm-hmm. What is a regular scale going to tell you? Total weight, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't tell me how much your bones weigh, how much your muscle weighs, how much adipose fat you have versus visceral fat. That, you know, visceral fat lines the organs. So if you have a high percentage of that, that's indicative of diabetes, mm-hmm. cardiovascular disease. So we'll do a scan. We start off with the DEXA scan.
Yep, I've had one of those.
So the DEXA scan historically has been known for bone density for potential osteoporosis.
Yep.
We actually use it for body composition analysis.
Okay.
So we're looking at, you know, visceral fat percentage, adipose fat, lean muscle mass. Mm-hmm. So when we put you on a program, we're going to trend it. We're going to show you that when you're losing weight, you're not just losing any weight, you're losing the bad fat, mm-hmm. the visceral fat and the adipose fat. Mm-hmm. You're not losing muscle mass,
yep.
which sometimes people get on weight loss programs. You know, you've heard of like the HCG diet or even some of these most recent weight loss drugs, yeah. like the semaglutide, tirzepatide.
People are
burning their own muscle. They're not even losing the fat.
See, and that's what you were just saying earlier about we're uneducated, right? And it's not just, you know, those from certain socioeconomic backgrounds. There's so much information and there's so much misinformation. It's like people are confused about where to start.
Right.
And they think they hear about this trend or this fad and they immediately think, oh, I need to get on that. But to your point, maybe they're actually causing damage to things that they don't even understand.
Right, right. And that's the importance of whatever you do, have the data to support what the outcomes are.
Yeah.
Right. Get your own data. And you know what? Having clinical studies and stuff is always a plus.
Sure.
But I want to know what's happening with my body. That's the personalized approach.
Yeah. 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 Personalized medicine. I mean, so take me through, you get a DEXA scan, you get your blood work drawn.
Right.
Okay. So what happens
then?
So
our blood work is very comprehensive.
Okay.
Not like your typical general practitioner where it's only like 2 to 3 pages long. Mm-hmm. Ours is anywhere between 20 to like 70 pages.
Wow.
Depending on what we're running.
Okay.
Right? So when we're doing that blood work, our biggest thing is looking at the body's biochemistry, mm-hmm. right? Looking at the pathways, looking at, you know, the vitamins that you're deficient in. And when I mean vitamins, I'm talking about nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids.
Okay.
And how your body's methylating certain nutrients.
Okay.
Right? Which that has a direct effect on several different things, your serotonin levels, dopamine levels, hormones, all of that mm-hmm. stuff. So we're doing that through blood and also urine. We're looking at all of those different levels. And then from there, that gives us the ability to actually start designing a health and wellness program for you. You know, because there's not like a blanket type of treatment where
right.
you could just say, hey, take all of these vitamins. It's like, we got to give your body what your body needs
yeah.
so it can perform at its peak levels.
Yeah, that's the ideal, right? It's like understand the body and understand what works for your
right.
specific body. So talk to me about gut health, because are you guys, is that part of the panels that you're running?
And absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Because you were just talking about some really hot button topics, serotonin, dopamine, all the things that are affecting our mental and emotional health too.
Oh, yeah.
How does... how do the modalities that you guys utilize, whether it's IV therapy or hormone replacement therapy or anything else in your clinic, are helping to supplement for that?
So gut health is like where we start,
okay,
right? Because, and the reason we do a lot of the nutrients IV therapy is because most people have gut issues and they can't absorb the nutrients that they're supposed to. So we're looking at gut health. We'll do a microbiome test.
Okay.
We'll look for like leaky gut, see how the body is absorbing certain nutrients.
Right.
And then some of the things we like to do is we start everybody off putting them on a probiotic, prosymbiotic, you know, making sure their body's, you know, pH levels are where they're supposed to be. And then just work on that gut health and then add all of these additional modalities depending on what the results show and what they need.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So if I had no idea about anything that we're talking about, and I'm just somebody who is experiencing some, you know, anxiety, I'm experiencing some, a lot of stress in my life. I've got kids, I got a lot of responsibilities, you know, maybe I've got some brain fog, maybe I've got some symptoms, but I'm not in like chronic, I don't have chronic illness, but I'm like, I want to feel as good as I can.
Right.
Like, what are some of the things that can be improved through IV therapy specifically? Like, what is IV therapy and how does it impact our mental and emotional health?
Yeah. So IV therapy, it's, you know, getting nutrients, the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids directly into the bloodstream. So it's bypassing the digestive route, and we can go to the correct therapeutic dosages that are needed for a certain effect.
Got it.
Right. So let's say we're talking about brain fog and we're talking about cognitive health, you know, that you're having, you know, that brain fog, you can't remember things. Well, if that's happening every day, you're going to have an uptick on potentially you're going to be anxious, to have anxiety. It's going to cause some emotional distress. And a lot of the times it can be a few basic nutrients that you're missing that you need to supplement to just start feeling normal again, you know, with feeling more energetic. Again, nutrients also has a direct effect on your energy levels, you know, ATP production. So the IV therapy will do things like NAD, the NAD plus, which, you know, it's received a lot of mainstream attention because a lot of people that are very high-paced lifestyle, they're feeling sharper. It's almost like their life is in high definition. They hear better, see better, think better. It's unbelievable. I do it. I do it every
day.
Yeah, it's great.
Wow. It's great. Okay. Amazing. I mean, I've never had IV therapy before, but it's definitely something I'm in circles where people are doing it often. And so I'm like late to this party. It's definitely something that I want to try because it, when I did that, you know, blood work panel, what I learned a lot about my body. And I, because of that, I was able to get off hormonal birth control in a way that worked really well for me to get my, my hormone levels back. I was able to start taking the supplements that I needed, but I've never done it in the IV therapy, way, which is really interesting though, because you're saying like it does, it bypasses the digestive piece and gives you goes directly to the needed areas.
100% absorption.
Yeah. That's phenomenal. As you guys know, my roommate Nikki and I are huge fans of HelloFresh for their quick and easy recipes. But we just recently found out about HelloFresh's new sister brand, Green Chef. We're excited to use Green Chef to help us stick to our wellness resolutions this year. Green Chef offers nutritious recipes that make building healthy habits a breeze with unique farm-fresh ingredients, organic whole fruits and vegetables, and premium proteins. You all know that around here, we are all about creating a life that feels as good as it looks, which makes me especially interested in their new gut and brain health meal plan. This includes delicious dinners, clean snacks, and functional drinks designed to support gut health and cognitive function. We can't wait for you to give Green Chef a try and see how it supports your wellness goals this year. So go to greenchef.com/60coachable and use code 60coachable to get 60% off, plus 20% off your next 2 months of Green Chef boxes. Go check them out today. What else do you guys do at Liquid Vita?
So we do hormone optimization for both males and females.
Okay.
We also do medical aesthetics because we want to make sure people are good from the inside out.
Sure.
So we'll do a lot of the aesthetic treatments.
Okay.
We use things like PRP, which is your own blood. So it's called platelet-rich plasma.
Okay.
Where we take your blood out, spin it in a centrifuge. We take the plasma that's full, it's rich with platelets, which are the growth factors.
Right.
We'll do facials with it. We'll do injections in joints. We'll actually utilize it as a filler as well too. And it's your own, you know, it's from your own body.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. I've never heard of that. So tell me about this book, because I am fascinated. Your face is on the cover, but there's also a lot of other people that I recognize.
There is.
How to Win in Modern Wellness, Delivering Trackable Results for Inpatient Consumers. Tell me about what inspired you to write this book and what people can find in it.
So, you know, when I first got into the industry was very a cutthroat industry where everyone's working towards this goal to bring in this proactive, preventative approach to medicine to the masses. But it's like, we're all kind of like fighting each other. At the beginning, I decided that's not going to be me. Mm-hmm. So I started building some strong relationships with a lot of other experts, doctors, CEOs, attorneys, marketers that are in the industry. And for the last 10 years, I built a lot of these strong relationships. And I told myself, I said, you know, this whole cutthroat mentality that some of the competitors have, if we're really trying to make a difference and bring this to the world, we got to throw that out the door. We got to come together and make a difference. Mm-hmm. And that's what defines Winergy, right?
Yeah,
it's Winergy. The winning energy of us winning together. So what I did with those relationships, I reached out to all of them and I invited them to have a chapter in my book. So between me and all my competitors that are leading the industry, we have this book here that I put together called How to Win in Modern Wellness. And we're all talking about how we're doing it with all the different biohacking modalities and the different treatments and, you know, how we make it happen.
Yeah, this is powerful. This is like packed full of information that people can actually apply to their lives and create real transformative results, which I love. You're also here. We were just talking about the A4M conferences in town this week. We've got many friends there and it's jam packed with experts in this field that are really, you guys are revolutionizing the healthcare industry and like where we're headed in wellness. I saw something that you said, you know, about illness and wellness, right? If we drop the I from illness and we add we get wellness. Talk to me about the mindset shift that we as a collective need to make out of the sick care type mentality of going from how do I just deal with illness and how do I focus on wellness? Like, what do you think are the biggest mental shifts that we need to make collectively so that we can get on this preventative path?
So it is a mindset.
Yeah.
And we have to start off educating ourselves. And it can't just be done solo. You know, that's why you have to drop that I and bring in the we.
Yeah.
And then you have true wellness. And when you collectively get together, you're going to get a lot of experts together. You're going to win together. Mm-hmm. And that's what you have to do. We have to collectively get together to really get our health where it needs to be and make sure all of our friends, our family, everyone, you know, is coming together, you know, to be well.
I mean, what I've found is in my life, like when something works for me, when I actually experience results in an area that I'm working towards, whether it's my health or my business or my relationship, like I want to tell people about it, right? That's the first thing. There's none more self-righteous than the newly converted. And so when I find something that works, I become this cheerleader and advocate and I tell everybody about it. But I love what you're talking about with the we and creating a team environment, because I interview some of the most successful people in the game and none of them got there alone. And what I've realized in the model that I teach with my students in Coachable at Coachable is all about how do we go from defense and playing defense, playing reactively in life? How do we go from survival to thriving? How do we play offense? What does that look like in every area of our life? And as it pertains to our health, part of getting onto offense looks like, one, looking at your environment. So what are the pieces of your internal and external environment? Are those helping you to thrive? And second of all, is your team. Like, who's on your team? What team have you assembled to support you in achieving your goals? And so I think it's what you just said is so important. It's like, if we have coaches for all different types of things. Like I have coaches, I have a therapist, I have somebody that I can talk to about my health. I have somebody who can talk to me about my relationship. Like I am assembling the team of like the best of the best who can support me. What can people expect, or who are the people you think need to be essential members of somebody's like health team? Like if they were to say, I really want to elevate and optimize my health, are there people that you would like recommend? You're like, I need somebody to help me with IV therapy. I need somebody to help me with hormone replacement therapy. What are the, who are the people?
Yeah, I would start off with three specific areas: mind, body, spirit.
Yeah.
Get a good coach to take care of your mind, right? Good coach for your body and a good coach for your spirit.
Yeah.
And that's the way to start
for right sure. there. Where's nutrition play a role in all of this?
Body.
Yeah.
Nutrition's key.
Is that something that you guys also look at Liquivita? Is that part of the, the packages that you put together for people?
It is. It is. And we have nutritionists on board, you know, because when we're doing this blood work, we're looking at all of your nutritional levels.
Yeah.
So, and that's actually probably one of the most important parts of starting your health and wellness journey is what you're putting into your body.
Absolutely. I mean, that has been a really key thing for me. Over the years, I feel like I'm like checking different like boxes. And for, there was a year where I was like, I'm just going to focus on my mental health. There was a year I'm like, I'm just going to like work on emotional processing. And what I realized over time is like, they can't be separated, right? When I start to work on my mental health, I also have to start to work on my physical health and my emotional health and my spiritual health too. Like they're all interconnected.
Yeah.
There's, and in the traditional Western model, you know, physical health has been looked at by doctors and physicians. Mental health has been looked at by psychologists and psychiatrists, and your spiritual and soul is looked by religion. Right. And now from a functional medicine and holistic health perspective, we're saying, no, all of those things are deeply intertwined.
All of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, part of that is like, when we're talking about nutrition, I remember going back about 15 years ago where eating healthy wasn't as easy. Mm-hmm. In today's world, it's easy. Mm-hmm. You know, Dr. Willicks, who's in the book, he was my mentor. He passed away a few years ago. You know, he's a heart surgeon who decided to stop doing heart surgery to focus on preventing people from being on the operating table.
Wow.
And there was five things that he would always tell patients that they need to eliminate from their diet for at least 90 days to start off. And it was rice, pasta, potato, bread, and alcohol. And he actually would say that they're not even for human consumption.
Really?
Right? And today I tell people it's actually not that difficult to eliminate those, because there's just so many alternatives for those exact same things. Like you could get chickpea pasta or lentil pasta, right? You could get Ezekiel bread and sprouted bread. You know, when it comes to rice, you can do like the cauliflower rice.
I love cauliflower
so
rice.
There's like so many alternatives where it's just like so readily available at the grocery stores now, where eating healthy and bringing in the nutrition, it's not that difficult.
It's true. And you know what? You know, I grew up in Alabama. Okay. My mom used to use like a pound of butter in everything she made. So I ate well as a child. And I would tell people like my mom cooked for us. Like she had a linebacker, like linebackers as children. And it was like me and my sister. So I ate well. And there was a lot of like programming that went into like thinking. We even had this thing that they would say is like, leave one bite for Mr. Polite. So like, it was like conditioned into me to eat all of my food as a child, like to eat big portions.
Yeah.
Moved out west, I'm like, oh, people don't do that here. Like people eat so much more mindfully. There were all these different things that I learned, and so much more raw foods that are being consumed. So it's interesting. And living with Nikki, she's the chef of our house, and she cooks so much more healthy than like I was used to eating. But what I was somebody who would listen to this show and be like, yeah, all that sounds good. And I hear Sam saying that they're alternatives and whatever, but like, we are creatures of habit, right? We tend to do what we've always done, but the show is as a reminder, if we want to get results we've never got before, we got to do things we've never done before.
Right.
We have to be willing to embrace change and say, I'm willing to do things differently. Because if I continue down the same road, doing things I've done the same way, I will continue to get the results that I've gotten. And what, for most of us, we have to look that square in the eye and really be honest with ourselves, is where is this path taking me?
Yeah.
And that for most of us is illness, right, you know, and, right, and sickness and disease. And what's important about this book and the work that you're doing is you're saying like, we can reroute that. That doesn't have to be the future. That doesn't have to be the case, but it does require becoming coachable.
Right.
Like this show is all about, and saying, I'm willing to learn something new. Yes. I'm willing to be a student and say, teach me, and I will then go and practice that. Because Nikki, I'm lucky. She's a great chef. So she's like implemented all these healthy foods into my diet that I wouldn't have ever eaten. But I'm like, oh, now I have a reference point that can be really tasty and yummy. So I'm on board.
That's
so
awesome.
Before I was like, I wouldn't try it on my own, but because it was like shown to me that it's possible that I can actually enjoy it, I'm all for it.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's that mindset shift,
yep,
you know, that is truly needed.
It is.
And, you know, you talking about that kind of makes me think about like the different things that allow people to have that mindset shift.
Yeah.
And I remember I had a client that was there and went through the diagnostics and visceral fat was high, you know, and I told him, I said, listen, I know you like to eat and you're probably not going to change, but you have these two young kids, one's 8 and the other one's 10 years old, and you might want to see them walk across the stage one day, right? Mm-hmm. Because I know they're going to want to have their father there. Mm-hmm. And then it just clicked at that point. And that was actually the trigger that caused that mindset change for that person, where, yeah, he was just thinking, it was just like, wow, I'm being very selfish. Mm-hmm. I got my kids to have to live for.
Yeah.
So, and now it's like, he's lost a tremendous amount of weight. So rewarding to,
yeah,
see that.
I mean, I can even think about that in my own life. I remember being in middle school, or maybe even a little younger, and getting the call that my dad was being rushed to the hospital to have a stent put in his heart because,
oh wow,
he was in, I mean, we lost many of our family members from heart failure, and my dad ended up being diagnosed with diabetes, both my parents. So I come from a generational lineage where health is not that, like, we struggle with some of these things. And so for me, I'm like, I have to take responsibility and say, like, it's not going to be said of me. Let this not be said of me that I kind of follow in that footsteps. Like, but I have to make new choices, and I have to say, I'm going to be the one that kind of stops that cycle.
Right.
And luckily my dad is around and he's healthier than he's ever been, but it hasn't, you know, always been that way. It required conscious choosing of a new path. And that can be really difficult for people who are in the routine and in a comfortable way of dealing with life. And sometimes food and these other things, whether it's drugs or alcohol or other ways that we cope with our mental and emotional stresses, that actually cause us to be less healthy.
Right.
Right. So part of creating healthier habits is also realizing, like, what are we doing that's actually moving us further from our goal, which is to be healthy, to live a long life, to have vitality and strength and all of those things. And how am I actually, what choices am I making that are actually preventing me from getting there?
Right. Right. Yeah.
Tell me about some of the, like, success stories that have come out of your clinic, like the people that come in and work with you guys, and is there anybody that sticks out in your mind?
Well, this is what I'll say about success stories, because I've always chased like a very rewarding job, right? And when I decided to go into the fire department at the age of 20, I told myself, what can be more rewarding than being a hero, right? Mm. A fireman. And it wasn't. It actually wasn't the most rewarding job, because truthfully, about 80% of the calls we would run on were people that didn't want to help themselves. They were the people that were like stuck in that mindset,
right?
Right. We'd get the 911 calls, and literally 3 days later, we're getting called back out to take him back to the hospital. So that's where, when I started getting into this like preventative health, you actually, you know, we don't take insurance, right? So people are coming cash out of pocket. So it's actually the complete opposite. 80% of the people that we work with, you actually see all of your hard work come to fruition, and that's extremely rewarding.
Yeah.
So I see it with, you know, with our cardiovascular disease prevention programs, where we're basically kind of cleaning people's arteries out. Mm-hmm. I see it on the weight loss side, the medical aesthetic side. I mean, getting people who have felt fatigue for years, where now they feel active. They can play with their kids again. You know, they have that mental sharpness. Mm-hmm. They're motivated. Now they're like that go-getter that they just never were.
Yeah.
So it's extremely rewarding.
Yeah.
You know, what we see.
That's incredible. I mean, truly you're giving people a chance, like a real shot at a longer life, at a more fulfilled life, right? And I think for a lot of us, we think that we're sort of indestructible, you know, that we think that we know, okay, every single one of us is going to die at some point, but ultimately we think that that's so far off in our mind. We don't ever know if we're in the fourth quarter of our life right now. That was what, you know, losing my sister at 23 years old taught me. I was like, Anna didn't know when she was 22 years old that she was in the fourth quarter of her life.
Wow.
You know what I mean? My mom wouldn't have expected to go when she did. And so my encouragement to our listeners, as we have this conversation, is like, realize every day, like the time clock, the shot clock is like running down.
It is.
On your life and on your ability to get up and do the things you like. This, to me, it's a call to arms to like, take action now. Stop waiting until some, you know, you have to hit rock bottom or you get a diagnosis to look at your health. It's like, do it now, because, yeah, so that you can enjoy and give yourself the best shot at the best possible life, yeah, that you can have.
Yeah. Well, think about it. A lot of the people who get sick, very sick, mm-hmm, with severe diagnosis, they'll go to the doctor, right? And the doctor, after doing some diagnostics, they'll say, hey, sorry to tell you, but you have stage 3 this or stage, yeah, 4 that. And this actually has been in your body, mm-hmm, for X amount of months or years, mm-hmm, where people have to realize that when you talk about disease hides very well in your body. Mm. So this is the importance of looking under the hood, because if you're not doing that, it could just be hiding in your system for months to years and growing, where at the point in time that you actually become symptomatic and you feel something and decide to get checked out, then it's too late.
Yeah.
Right. So very important to take those steps, get out of that mindset and go look under the hood.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. There's nothing more valuable than our health.
Right.
You know, because that gives us time. You know, it gives us our most valuable resources, our time and our energy. And without those things, what do we have? If we don't have time and we don't have the energy to give our time and give our energy to the people and the places and the things that matter to us, then what do we have? And so I think this conversation is so important to reignite the fire in people, you know, and to remind them like this should be top, especially as we enter into a new year, you know, make health your number one top priority, because your relationship with yourself and your body is the one thing you can't escape from,
right,
in this life. You don't get another one.
Yep.
You can't trade it in and be like, okay, I'll have his or I'll have hers. This, you know, you got the one you have, and it is your vehicle in this life to take you wherever you want to go, but you have to maintain that vehicle.
You have to. Yep.
What are your final words to people, if whether it's about this book or your work? What do you want people to know, you know, about the importance of taking care of your health?
Health and wellness is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You have to make it part of your lifestyle. And one of the things that we're doing in LiquiVita is getting that shift from that sick care to well care. We're getting people to not think about taking care of your health where it's so clinical, like, mm-hmm, you're sick or something like that. Our goal is to make it hip and cool.
Cool.
Right. And that's what we're focused on. So when you start shifting that mindset, and this is what I want the listeners to hear here, is when you're shifting that mindset, think about you're shifting into something that's hip and cool. Mm. And you're going to be part of that. Yeah. You're going to be part of this movement. And we're not going to just help you. You're not just going to help yourself. We're going to help everybody.
It's cool to be healthy.
It's
hip to be healthy.
It is.
It's hip to look good and feel good. More than look good, like feel good in your body. Wake up and you feel the life force moving through you, your breath running through you. You know what I mean?
That natural energy.
The energy, the vitality. And in so many of us, and myself included, in my past, like I've woken up with there's a dullness. There's a dull ache in the background of my life all of the time. And when we do, we take control of our health and we become empowered to make empowered choices for our personal needs and what our body is asking for and how we can supplement for that. Like, you become someone who walks with confidence.
Right.
And trust, because you trust yourself to take care of yourself. Right. We can't look to everybody else to take care of us. We have to be the ones that say, I'm worth taking care of, you know, and that's my encouragement to you, that like, as you hear Sam and you know, and the Liquid Vita exists, tell people where they can find you guys. I know you guys have locations all over, and you're continuing to grow. You're one of the fastest growing health and wellness brands out there. So that people, if they want to get involved with what you're doing or find a clinic near them, how they can get involved.
Yeah. So our website, pretty straightforward, liquidvita.com. You can easily just Google Liquid Vita.
Yeah.
You can Google me, Sam Tejada.
Yeah.
Find me. You know, I'm on Instagram. I'm very active putting content out there so people can learn. You know, I have my podcast as well. Find us. And our goal is to make you feel youthful, energetic, and in control of your health.
Beautiful. Tell people where you are on social media. What's your social media handle? And what's the name of the podcast so that they can go listen?
So the podcast is A Healthy Point of View Podcast.
Okay.
And my social media Instagram is Sammy. That's my nickname.
Sammy.
So Sammy, SAMMY underscore Tejada, TEJADA.
Amazing. We'll put all of that in the show notes to make it really awesome. Easy for you guys to go connect with Sam, because he really is. He's putting out incredible content, educating you guys on how you can take the best care of your health in the new year. You don't want to miss anything he's putting out. So till next week, you guys, I hope this encourages you to listen to your body. It's trying to speak to you. If you're having pain, if you're having fatigue, if you're having symptoms, there's a reason for it. Your body's natural state is health. It wants to repair itself. It wants to be in a state of health and vitality and wellness. And so if you're having symptoms, it's trying to talk to you. It's trying to get your attention. So be the one that listens, that learns, that becomes receptive and curious, and actually does what's needed to take care of this vessel so that you can live a long and healthy life. Go connect with Sam. And until next week, we'll see you on the Coachable Podcast.